Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for many Marasi Sheyichyu and l'schus Moshe Rabbein Peshedina, Rav Tzuk ben Esther, Rav Shmuel Tzvi, Rav David Akiva. They shall have bracha b'tzlav chom aseidehem. And the world should be no Shabbat Shuas Olamim. We are continuing b'siyata d'shmaya, our series of shiurim. Baruch Hashem, we have had so many, and we have so many more that we'd like to give. If God gives us life and Koach and Simchas Chaim and financial means to do so, we are learning what we call Talmudic methodology based on the Hamidos, the Cheker HaHalacha of Hagon Rabbi Moshe Avigdor Amiel, Zichrono Livracha. And we are on Amud Memtes Os Samachay, the Mid of Mitzius Vidin. Says the Rav, Kishochel Dvar Isu Asu Asur Ba'achila. אם יש על זה שם אכילה, שזאת אומרת, אם הדין, מה שאסור בדין, מבטל לגמרי את המציאות. It may be here is din and mitzius, or the interplay between legal issues, law, and reality, concrete reality. So the shaila is, when you eat something that's usur ba'achila, is there a shame achila in what you ate? That is to say, is the din that it's usur b'din to eat this food, is that mevatel legamrei es hamitzius? Is that completely nullifying the concrete reality? Es pulas ha'achila, the act of eating. Shezoi davar shemitzius al zeh kvar amdu rishonim. So that's a mitzius. You have this mitzius of eating. And then you have the din of Isser. It's usser to eat this food. So is the din mevatel mitzius? Is there a shame achila? The Rambam, in the 10th perek of Hilchot Trumot behalacha Aleph, kotev kach, nazir shishagag v'shata yayin shel truma mishalem et hakeren v'eino mishalem et hachomesh. A nazir who accidentally drank wine of Truma, he pays the keren, he pays the principal, but not the chomesh, not the added fifth that one normally pays for drinking Truma. The Kesef Mishnah explains, the kevan shu asur b'yayin, afim hayachulin lav shtiyahi. So since he's asur b'yayin, even if this wine wasn't wine of Truma, it was wine of chulin, it wouldn't be considered drinking. Wow, so mezeit findu, we see from here, shezot omeret, sheachilat isur, lav, shma, achila, klal, that achila siser is bechal not called achila. Because if it was called achila, you'd have to pay the extra chomesh. Since it's not called achila, it doesn't have to pay the extra fifth. Ubemet zeo muchach gam ken me'etzem adin shel hagmara. It's also muchach from the etzem din of the Gemara that achila sisr is not called achila, where it says in Beitza, it bays, Hamavashel gidan ashe biyom tov v'achalo loke gam ken. That if somebody is mevashel a gid hanashe an yantif, and he eats it, he gets malchus. Why does he get malchus? So the Gemara says, among other things, he gets malchus for mevashel b'yamtif. He gets malchus for cooking an yantif. Shafu pishel enyan yantif anu mebitim bikar al metziyut shel ochel nefesh ve'en lecha ochel nefesh yoter gadol mizeh she'achalat hadavar b'fual mamash v'chol zot mikivan sheze אסור מחמת גיד הנשה לאו שמה אכילה והדין מבטל את המציאות. So even though with regard to yantiv we look primarily on the mitzius of ochel nefesh, and there is no ochel nefesh more than this case where he actually ate it, so how can you tell me that he gets malchus for cooking this gid hanashe? It's yantiv, and you're allowed to cook on yantiv for ochel nefesh, and the maisa he ate it. So turns out that he cooked for Ochel Nefesh, so what do you want from him? Why are you giving him Malkus? And the answer is that since it's Aser Ba'achila, the Iser makes it that your Achila is not Shmei Achila. It's not called Achila. And the Din is Mevatel, the Metzius. So if your eating would be considered eating, then it wouldn't be an Isser of Bishul, because you're cooking for Ochel Nefesh. But since the eating is not considered eating, therefore the cooking is not considered cooking for Ochel Nefesh, but rather, why is it considered cooking? It's considered cooking for nothing. So this din of Isser of Isser Achila is Mevatel the Metzius, that you cook the food and ate it. Now, one could argue that the reason somebody cooks Kiddush Anasha and Yantav, it's not called Ochel Nefesh, it's not because Achilas Isser isn't called Achila, as Rav Amiel wants to say, but rather because Melechas Ochel Nefesh is not mutter for Achila Sisser, because Achila Sisser is not called Tzarech. Achila is Achila. But Achila Sisser is not considered Tzarech. And that's how Rav Amiel himself learned earlier in Midah Aleph Oslam and Gimel. There he discusses if someone's Mevashel and Isser Derabbanan and Yantif, is he over on Melechas Bishel? So he says the Svara that Melechas Ochel Nefesh isn't mutter l'Achila Sisser, because that's not called Tzarech. So Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Sefer Beis Ha'otzer already discussed this in Chelek Aleph Klal Ayin Beis. He writes, "Ve'ena tosk subis emelacha letzorach ochel achilas iser lo mikri melechas ochel nefesh umuchach tzas deikri lo mikri ochel diser lo mikri ochel dein lomer shetamu lo mistaber shetir tor melacha letzorach achila de iser deim ken lo gam tzorach tzas lebeis hila roi lemechshav lahatir samelacha ayin sham heitev." So he actually says that Achilas Isser isn't called Achila. And then he says, you shouldn't say, meaning he entertains the notion that one should say, but he negates it, that the reason is the Torah, it's not Mestaber, the Torah is Matir. Malacha Letzorach Achilas Isser. In other words, that's not called Letzorach. Because if so, even Tzarech Ktzas, according to Beis Hillel, shouldn't be considered Achila to be Matir at the Malacha. If Achila Sisser isn't considered Achila, that the Torah should be Matir, Bishul for such an Achila. So too, says Rav Yosef Engel, Tzarech Ktzas also shouldn't be enough to be Matir. The Torah is going to be Matir for Tzarech Ktzas. Yeah, you can see the difference between them. I don't know exactly what Rav Yosef is saying, but he says Ayin Sham Heitev in Tosfis in the Beis HaOtzer. He's Marich in this whole Nakuda. He brings the Ramam that Rav Amiel brought at Achilas Shogeg. You don't pay Chomesh if he's a Nazir, because it was Achilas Isser. He wasn't allowed to drink the wine. He discusses whether there's a chiluk in how the Isser was said. Lo yochel al tochal. Is there a chiluk between Isser Shneser liYisrael and Isser Shneser leBen Noach? So you could look there in the Beis HaOtzer if you want to go more into it. Vine Mamshicha Rav Amiel. Echad min haRishonim makshe. One of the Rishonim ask. So it's one, but we'll add four, as is brought here in the footnotes. The Beis HaOtzer there. Chelek Aleph Klal Ayin Beis, the Yemrei Bina and Shumas Umayis for Simen Yud Beis, Rav Elchanan and the Kovetz Yurim and Psachim, Oz Kuf Yud Beis, and the Kilas Yankiv and Psachim Simen Chav Zayin. he's definitely not quoting from the Kilas Yankov. That was after his time. I mean, they lived at the same time, but the Kilas Yankov was much, much younger. So it's more likely he saw it either in the Beis Otzer or Mirbina or in the Kovetz Shurim. So Echa min Roshonim Mak Shishim Kein Echa Mishkachas B'chal Malkos Alisar Achila HaKeven Sheyeshal Zeh Isser K'ra'en Zo Achila K'derech Achilasa. How do you have Malkos for an Achilas Isser? If you say Achilas Isser is Lav Shema Achila, so Lav Shema Achila, he didn't eat. So how do you give him Malkos for Achilas Isser? If you hold Achilas Isser, it's not called Achila. Very nice question. Umatar Tzal P'divrei HaTosis Bov Mitzia Linyan Paraduma. And he answers based on Tosin Bov Mitzia with respect to the Paraduma. Sha'af al pishagam shamim name of the psula. Az lo nichale bahadala la zachar. Ach lehefech. Im name of the ksheira. Az nichale bazeh. Shuv hi psula. So there he brings a catch 22 in Tosis. About a paraduma, that even if we say that it's pasul, when a zachar went on this paraduma, was ole aleha, and then we're going to say that lo nichale, because he doesn't want the paraduma to be pasul. So therefore, we say lo nichale. He doesn't want it, so the paraduma is kosher. Ah, the paraduma is kosher. So now we say that it's kosher, so shuv nichale. Now he wants it, since the paraduma is kosher. Because of the lo nichale, now he wants it, and now once again it's pasul. Then again, if you hold it's pasul, then lo nichale, and then it's kosher. Then if you say it's kosher, then shuv nichale, then he really wants it. He wants the ala le'azachar, and then it's going to be pasul. So we can say the same type of svar over here, that it's originally aser ba'achila. So what do we say? We say lav shmei achila. So it's mutter ba'achila. Because if it's lav shmei achila, then you're allowed to eat it. At the moment you're allowed to eat it, so now it's considered achila siser. That's the same type of svara. The Meitzer of Yosef Engel says the same thing. Just like paraduma, we say that the moment we say kshera, and we say lo nichale, so then it's kasher. Then if it's kasher, then nichale, and it's pasul. So here also, if we say lav shmei achila, then it's going to be mutter to eat. And if it's mutter, then shmei achila, and therefore it's aser. So that's why achila siser is aser ba'achila. That's Rav Amiel and the Beis HaOtzer. Achin b'met, eino tzichim klal laze. We don't need to go there. The Shem b'met nechnas l'midat siba v'yadel siba. Shekvar bidanu azel amadai b'chelek aleph. This already goes into the midah of siba and heder siba, about which we spoke in the first volume, midah beis, os gimel. Hisham efshar listapek im hanichale meshameshet b'toch siba lepsul. O halo nichale meshamesh b'tor siba lahachshir. So there he presents the chakira. If nichale is the reason it's pasul, since he wants ala la'azachar, that's why it's pasul. Or no? It's automatically pasul. Alala zachar, it's pasul. But rather, it's the lo nichale that's a siba lahachshir. So, what's the siba and what's the heder siba? What's the reason? So we say the reason is nichale. But if there's no nichale, that's heyader siba, and therefore, because of that heyader siba, it's kosher. Or no, the siba is the lo nichale, and if he doesn't have the lo nichale, if he doesn't express displeasure with this alale azachar, that's heyader siba, and memela it's pasul. It's a heyader lo nichale, because the lo nichale is a siba lahachshir. So that's the chakira he discusses there. V'nafgamina v'makom sheishtalti desatri. And the nafgamina is in an instance where we have two contradictory ideas. Tzarich lihishamer tamid hatzad shel heyader siba. Aval kan ze lo nechnas lemidat siba u'mesubav b'chlal ela midat metziut v'din. כבר הגענו גם כן בחלק א' מידת סיבה ומסובב שאלו הם שני מושגים נפרדים כי אין המציאות משמשת רק בתור סיבה להדין אלא שזוהי מציאותו של הדין אומרים לכל שהמציאות היא הכמות והדין זה איכות של הדבר רק אין אפשר בשום אופן שהמציאות תתבטל מפני הדין שבא בתור נסו של המציאות כי בזה בוודאי יש תרתי דסטרי כמו שערך במדי במידת עצם וסתעפות שום עצם לא יכול להתבטל מפני הסתעפות שבו כיוון שזה דווקא מסתעף מהעצם וכאן במציאות ודין הרי יש עוד קל וחומר וזה כמובן So what's the nafgamina between whether it's a siba or a heyader siba and the answer is if there's a stira if there's tarti desasri the moment you have a contradiction then the siba if you have a contradiction then the siba has to be misbatel And the heyder siba remains. Because you can't, if you have a siba and then something contradicts the siba, then it can't be a siba anymore. So then all you're left with is the heyder siba, and that's how Tosfos understood in the Teretz. Tosfos says that what's the siba for the. What's the Siba and what's the Heyder Siba for the Isser of Paraduma, of Avodah B'Paraduma? So the Lo Nichale is a Siba Lahachshir. The fact that he doesn't want it, that's the reason that we want to be Machshir this Paraduma. But there's a Stira to this Siba. What's the Stira to the Siba? The Stira is that if we say that he doesn't want it and therefore it's kosher so now he wants it since it's kosher kashala le'azachar so now he wants it again and then if he wants it then again it's pasul so you have a stira to the siba of lo nichale Because since lo nichale is the siba lahachshir, so he wants, he's lo nichale, he doesn't want the zachar to be ol aleha. And now it's going to come out that it's kosher because he doesn't want it, because it has a siba lahachshir. Oh, it's kosher. Once it's kosher, then he does want it. Why not? He'll benefit from the ol aleha zachar. So there's a stira to that siba lahachshir. So we can't use that siba anymore. So where do we have to go? Whenever you have this magal ksamim, whenever you have this catch 22, it's a big discussion, the whole sefer written about it. There's so many cases like that. So what do? According to the Rav, you go with the heyader siba. So what's the heyder siba? The nichale. A siba can't exist if something is so serit. It can't be an active siba. So therefore you go with the lack of siba. See here, what's the lack of siba? The nichale. and nichalei pasuls. If it would be lo nichalei, that would be a sibel hachshir. We can't say that sibel hachshir because then it's going to be tarti desasri. Because then, if we say lo nichalei, and it's kosher, then once again nichalei and it's pasul. So you can't use that siba. Of lo nichale. So since we lack the siba of lo nichale, because there's a stira to it, so instead we say nichale. We have no siba to be machshir. And we may let's puzzle. That's the nichale. We have no siba to be machshir, which is the lo nichale. So therefore nichale and it's puzzle. That's the nafkamina between Siba and Heyder Siba. So that's what the Rav says here, that we don't have to come on to this answer of this Tosfos in Bav Metzia. The Tosfos Bav Metzia says that if we say it's kasher, then nichale. And then again, it's going to be pasul. So if you say that it's not achila, lav shma achila, then it's going to be mutter ba'achila, and again it's going to be aser. Because since it's mutter ba'achila, and it's achila sisser, so it's aser ba'achila. It's mutter ba'achila, because achila sisser is lav shma achila. Ah, it's mutter ba'achila, then how can you say it's lav shma achila? Now it's mutter ba'achila. So shuv it's aser ba'achila. That was what he wanted to say originally. But he says, "Ein an tzrichim laze," because that tosis is a different mida. That tosis is the mida of siba and heder siba. As we explain, what's the siba? Is the nichale a siba lifsol, or is the lo nichale a siba lahachshir? And the nafkamina is b'makom sheish tarti desasri. You always have to remain with the sound of the heder siba. No, that's not shaykh, that's a different mida. That's a different logical construct. Where you have the cause and the effect. The siba, what's the siba? What's the cause? What's the outcome? This is the mida of Metzius V'din. Shekvar biyarnu gam ken b'chelek alf midat siba u'mesubav. He explained. There, when talking about in the midah of Siba v'Heder Siba, in midah Beis Os Dalid, she'ela hem ha'shnei musagim nifradim, that cause and effect and mitzius v'din, and this is in the midah, this achila shayla is in the midah of mitzius v'din, and these are two different concepts. Ki ena mitziut meshameshet rak b'tor siba lahadin. Metzius is not just the reason for the din. In the midah of siba mesubav, you have the cause, the reason, and then the outcome of that reason. But when you're talking about the midah of metzius the din, something else. The metzius is not just the cause for the din; it is the reality of the din. In other words, he says, "Bemilim acherot, metzius is the kamut, metzius is the quantity, and the din is the quality of the matter." So it's a much deeper relationship than just merely cause and effect. It's the very bread and butter, the very chomer of the din is the metzius. And therefore, you can never say that the Metzius will ever be Misbatel Bifnei Adin. How can you say that Metzius is going to be nullified, is going to be cancelled because of the Din, when the Din only exists because of the Metzius? The whole din is only predicated on this mitzias. It only exists because of mitzias. Its whole chiyus comes from the mitzias. That's where it starts. And then on top of that, you have the din. And that would definitely be a tarti, the sasri. That can't be. Like the Rav talks about in his Midat Etzem and Estafus. That if you have an Etzem, the primary matter in the Estafus, what branches off from that, you can't have a steer between the Etzem and the Estafus, because the Estafus only lives as a result of the Etzem. Its whole vitality comes from the Etzem. So if it's like that in Etzem, what's Etzem and what branches off, even more so Metzius V'din. Din has even less life without the Metzius. The whole life of the Din comes from the Metzius. Etzem and Estafus is already branching off. It's already Shlav Bet. But Din and Metzius is a much closer relationship. The whole Din is only because of the Metzius. You can't have a Din that's so to the Metzius. Because the whole life of the Din comes from the Metzius. So how can it be the opposite? How can the Din be the opposite of Metzius? It can't. ועיקר ההבדל הוא בזה, כי בסיבה הוא מסובב סוף סוף, הסיבה הוא דבר לחוד, והמסובב הוא דבר לחוד. When you talk about סיבה and מסובב, the סיבה is one thing, and the מסובב, the cause, and then the effect. So even though there's no מסובב, there's no effect without a cause, in other words, the מסובב can't be יוצא אל הפועל without the סיבה, but when it was already יוצא אל הפועל, now it is independent. Once it was already actualized, the מסובב was actualized, now it's independent. And an Etzem and Estafus, even though the Estafus is always just a branching off and it's connected to the Etzem, not like a Mesubav, so it's still connected, it's still getting Chiyus from the Etzem, but still, the Estafus still has a Havaya Miuchedah. So you have a Siba and Mesubav that the Mesubav becomes independent from the Siba. You have Etzem and Estafus, that the Estafus is connected to the Etzem, what branches off is connected to the primary root, but the Estafus still has a Havaya Miuchedah. It has its own existence. It's not Brishus Atzmoam. It's not completely independent. It's always connected to the Etzem. It's always telling the Etzem. But it has some level of independence. As hopefully we'll talk about when we discuss Etzem and Estafus. Gam l'Estafut yesh havaya miyuchedet. Estafut also has a special existence. The existence is still connected to the Heilige Etzem, but it does have some special existence, some unique reality. But by Metzius and Din, the Din is not a Davar Miyuchad. It's the same thing. You can't like separate, let's say you have food. So you have the etzem chomer of the food, you have this piece of bread, and then you have the echus, you have the nutrition of the bread. Can you separate from the nutrition of the bread and the bread? No, it's part and parcel of the bread. You have the quantity of the bread, chomer, and then you have the nutrition. So that's metzius and din. Metzius is the bread. The din is the nutrition. You can't separate between the two. The din is not a davar miyuchad. It's also davar. וכמו שאפשר לחלק בין הכמות של הדבר ובין איכותו של הדבר, ואפשר להציע איכות בלא כמות, ועל כן אפשר להתבטל כמותו של הדבר מפני איכות שלו. You can't have a tziur, you can't have an illustration of a nullifying the quantity and remaining with the quality. It can't be. So you can't be mevatel the kamus and remain with the echus. The echus, the quantity, the quality cannot be mevatel the quantity. And it's the same thing with metzius and din. Metzius and din can't be mevatel the metzius because of the din. The din is just the echus of the metzius. So it can't exist without the metzius. Part and parcel of the mitzvahs. It's just the quality of the mitzvahs. That's the din. So now we get back to our question. Why don't we say that it's not called achila? Because it's asur ba'achila. So lav shema achila. And since lav shema achila should be mutter to eat, if we say achilas iser isn't considered achila, then eat it, because you didn't eat anything aser. It's lav shema achila, it's not called achila. So mer rav al ken muvan sheyafshar levatel et achila mipnei isur achila gufa. Ki yafshar letzayer b'shum ofen isur achila b'li achila. How are you going to do that? How are you going to say that it's not called achila, meaning there's no mitzius of achila, because there's an iser achila? That's what we want to say. Since there's an iser of achila, there's no achila, it's not called achila, and memeli you're allowed to eat it. Can't be! Because you can't have an iser achila, you can't have a din without a mitzius of achila. It isn't just tarti de sasri. It's a stira mineube. An iser achila without achila. You want to say there's an iser achila, and therefore lav shema achila, you didn't eat, there's no mitzius of achila. It can't be. The whole iser achila only comes from the mitzius of achila. So this din cannot be mevatel the mitzius, and memela we remain with the iser achila, but there is still a mitzius of achila. You can't say lav shema achila, there's no mitzius of achila, because the whole iser of achila is only predicated on the mitzius of achila. So there's clearly an iser achila here, and remember we have to say that there's also an achila b'mitzius. And don't tell me lav shema achila, he's allowed to eat it. But now we have to understand our Nazira's case. So when a regular person eats truma, he has to pay a chomesh. Why does he have to pay a chomesh? He's eating achila sisir, it should be lav shema achila. We said no, because he's doing a mitzias of achila, and the whole din of isir is predicated on the mitzias. So you can't say the din is mevata the mitzias, that it's not considered eating. Of course it's considered eating. Therefore he has to pay the chomesh. But a nazir, shishagag v'shase yayin, he doesn't have to pay the chomesh. Why says the Kesef Mishnah? Since he's aser b'yayin, it's not considered shtia. So if we were only in the realm of truma, then we would say that the shtia is considered shtia. But here, v'lachein, that's how the Rav concludes here. K'shadavar kvar nesar midin acher. But let's say it's not only aser for itself. If it's aser for itself, then avada, the din iser on itself, cannot be so the mitzias that you ate it or drank it. But if it's aser midin acher, like nazir, so now you have two asurim. You have the iser of truma and the iser of nazir. So this iser of nazir, kvar isur shel nazirut gufa, nechshav lemitziut. Very interesting way of putting it. You have this mitzius of the iser nazirus. And what does this iser nazirus tell you? That this is not considered shtia. If you're coming in from another direction, if you're coming mitzad acher, then you can't say it's not included in shtia. If it would just be mitzad the truma, so there's a, what does the din of truma tell you? That there's a mitzias of eating truma or drinking truma, if you're not a kohen, and there's the din of paying a chomesh. So you can't say, because there is an iser, it's like you didn't eat it, and you don't have to pay the chomesh. No. Because the whole din, the whole iser, is only predicated on the fact that you ate it. That's the kamas, that's the echus. The metzias of achila is the quantity, and the iser achila is the quality, and you can't separate between the two. So that's when you have an iser achila on a specific item in that realm of iser. But let's say you have another iser. This truma is now let it be mitzad din nazir. So mitzad the mitzias of achila, achilas truma, that's not going to be mevatel the iser of truma. That we said, that can't be. But mitzad the mitzias of nazirus, that could be mevatel the mitzias of drinking. That din makes it like you're not allowed to drink, or that mitzias, the Rav calls it a mitzias. The iser of nazirus is considered a mitzias, and therefore it's not considered shtia. Because the achilas iser is lav shma achila. Here you can say it because it's not in the din of truma. Just in the din of truma, it's considered achila. Otherwise, there wouldn't be an iser truma. The whole iser truma is predicated on the metzias of achilas truma. But klape the truma, you have another iser. You have nazirus. And since nazirus makes you forbidden from drinking this wine, so mitzad the mitzias of nazirus, it's not included in shtia. And therefore the Rambam says, nazir sheshagag v'shase yayin shel truma shalom v'sakem v'elim shalom v'sachomesh. Like the Kesef Mishnah says, t'kevim shu aser v'yayin, afim hayachul and lav shtiyahi. For this nazir, in his specific mitzias, this is not considered shtiyah. Shezot omeret she'achilat isur lav shma achila klal. So again, if a nazir would drink regular wine, and that wouldn't be mevatel the mitzias, because the whole din of the iser shtiyas yayin of a nazir is predicated on the fact that he first drank the wine, that there's a mitzias of drinking wine. So there you can say that lav shma shtiyah when he drinks wine. But when it comes to truma, there you can say that since it's aser b'yayin, it's not considered shtiyah. As far as dine truma are concerned. Because you have this mitzias of iser nazirus, and that makes it that his drinking of the truma is lav shma shtiyah, is lav shma achila. So medine truma, it's not considered drinking, and he's not mishalim the chomesh. Advarim him amukim meod, and we were zochet to learn some very, very profound and fascinating and scintillating Torah. And there is so much more to say. I hope that we are able to dive once again into this topic and be zochet lilmodu lelamed lishmor velas lekaimus kol rei samatara suvihava main viamain shalom shalom. Beloved friends.